We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joining me here via Zoom from his remote studio, I believe in his car, Dr. Timothy Schaefer from the K-State Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. He's the director of that. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Yeah, no, it's great to be with you, and I appreciate your honest framing of my my location. So I think we're all continuing to exist in the strange COVID-19 world, and this is one iteration of that.
Boy, talk about a wild year we've seen here with everything going on, and of course we'd expect no differently here with this big election that we had yesterday, and really for the last couple of weeks people have been voting. I'll start first with voter turnout, which I haven't seen the official numbers here from nationally, but it's been high. I know there's been record turnout in a lot of places, including here in Kansas. Of course, a lot of that coming from the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, so the most recent number that I saw this morning for national turnout is actually 65%, which is good. It's by no means the highest we've ever had by any stretch. That goes way back, and so that's a number that's going to be hard.
Hold on, we're having little connection issues, Dr. Schaefer. Can you hear us?
Hey, there we are. There
well,
we are.
Look at that.
A classic 2020 moment. so I apologize, I cut out there. But the 65% voter turnout rate is not the highest, but it's still pretty good. And given the context of where we've been here at K-State, we've been working on getting voter registration happening and also get out the vote efforts, but highlighting that it's not simply election day, that it really is here in Kansas and elsewhere around most of the country, is that it's an election season. For some places, they've been able to vote for more than a month, for example, some more recently just in the last few days. But the mail-in ballots that you could return by mail, they could be dropped off, you could vote early in person. And then finally yesterday really kind of culminates this whole election season, which I think is a helpful reminder of what then leads us to some of the issues that we're experiencing right now, is that counting all of the ballots that came in various ways, especially the mail-in ballots, which literally require the poll workers to open envelopes, put them into the machines, get them read, kind of get them filed accordingly, which is a totally fair and safe process. It just takes a lot longer. And so the fact that has been exacerbated in some significant ways by just the flood of mail-in ballots across the country for all the obvious health reasons related to COVID-19, it's totally understandable that we would be sitting here now with an element of uncertainty on a number of races for that reason. So there's nothing suspect or questionable about it. It really does come down to just the practicality of giving the poll workers time to actually count those ballots and to ensure that it's accurate.
And forgive me if I'm wrong, but different states have different rules for when they can count these mail ballots, right? Some of them can't do it.
Yes. That's absolutely true, and so this is I'm gonna say this in not in a particular way, but it's by design. For some places, they can start opening up these mail ballots. Some are a few days, about 3 days prior to election day. For others, and for many of these states, and the ones that we're actually looking at right now that are being still processed, is that those mail-in ballots could not be opened until 7 a.m. local time, for example, yesterday morning. So if you think about just this flood of mail-in ballots happening within a certain window of time on top of the tabulations that would be going on with the regular in-person voting, this is just why we're confronted with the reality that we have a lot of ballots to process. And so the unfortunate reality is that we've gotten very accustomed to the possibility of having a decent good sense of who won an election because of exit polling, because of the ways that's able to be reported quickly by jurisdictions and by the states. The challenge for us now is just purely the sheer amount of votes that have to be navigated, counted, tabulated, with the built-in limitations, right? It's just frankly slower and harder. Not that the ballots themselves are more complicated. It's just getting them through the process to have them included in those numbers and working on them in waves. I, along with a lot of people who pay a lot of attention to these things, slept very little last night, partly because I wanted to stay up and kind of see if there were updates or things like that. And we see them in waves, right? So some of the contested not the contested elections, but those that are still not called are happening, you know, some this morning. We should expect some maybe mid-morning, midday, or even in the next day. The important thing, though, is to remind ourselves that there's nothing about this that is to be kind of questioned in from a process standpoint. The real challenge is, and we're generally not very good about this as Americans, of waiting for much of anything. And this is one of those moments that we just have to wait and see. There's a tortoise and a hare situation, and it's better to be kind of slow and methodical and correct rather than quick and kind of hasty and then have to retract something, which is why even last night some of the news organizations came out and made projections for winners of some states, and even again seeing it this morning that some of them have not been called in those ways. And I think the kind of the prudence here is that we are slow and intentional, not to exacerbate kind of problems, but just to ensure the legitimacy and the fairness of the process, since presumably there will be elements of this that will be litigated and that will be contested in those ways.
Yeah, it's interesting because you know, there was a little bit of a narrative that kind of developed last night here from each candidate. They spoke last night. I know Joe Biden, I think, spoke first and said, basically that you know, got to be patient here, wait the process out.
Yep.
And completely different from what President Trump had to say. He basically was saying that they're trying to steal the election. And I thought that was a little interesting. When you hear something like that, kind of makes you do kind of a double take, I would imagine.
It does. I mean, and I have the verbatim quote of President Trump this morning, I should say, when he spoke, and I stayed up at least for that and a little bit after. And he said, you know, quote, this is a fraud of the American public. We're getting ready to win the election. Frankly, we did win this election. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. We're going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop, end quote. And the real trouble with that is that it's and I'm not saying this in a partisan way. I'm just saying it from a factual way. It's incorrect. And the real challenge is how do we navigate this in a way that gives I think, you know, the president is a position that has amazing power in this country. And how do we ensure that the person in that position has the space and platform to speak, and also for moments like this when, frankly, he's kind of been leading up to this. So there was a little surprise, 538, a kind of a polling organization from Nate Silver and others had some blog earlier in the evening kind of anticipating something along these lines. And President Trump has been saying as much for the last few months that he would only kind of accept the election if it goes kind of a certain way or kind of expected. This is where news organizations have to play, and all of us, frankly, all of the listeners have to play a role in not amplifying either misinformation or disinformation and waiting. And this is where I think Vice President Biden, his statement of like, you know, I'm hopeful, but let's wait and see. I think that's the tact that we should all take. Marco Rubio, a senator from Florida this morning, came out and said basically what Biden did last night, right? That we need to ensure a fair election. And doing that means we have to count all the votes. And there's no presumption that any vote is, or any batch of votes or how they've been given are going to skew one way or the other. There might be certain leanings or inclinations, but democracy is an opportunity for people to have voice and agency. Voting is one of the few ways that we can do that. And if we don't allow every vote, every legitimate vote to be counted, then we're disenfranchising people. And that's a real problem. And so the language of the president early this morning that is being actually repeated a little bit the morning by him is really disconcerting for that reason.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a quick time out. We'll kind of reset a little bit and talk about some of these individual races that are going on here in the States. And we'll have more breakdown of this election here with Dr. Schaefer on In Focus News Radio KMAN.